Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamecast, episode 690. I'm one of those Jim Guest, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Fineside.
Ahoy!
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hello!
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners and viewers. We are live on Twitch Tuesday nights. Please join us for these broadcasts. If you cannot, we are over on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that, smash that subscribe, the like button, leave us a comment over there. We'd love to hear from you. And especially with tonight, we have a great topic. We're going to be talking about worst video game endings. It's going to be interesting. I've got a nice list, I think. Can't wait to get into that. But first, I would like to talk about what we've been up to, because I heard Corey was playing a bunch. Corey?
Playing a bunch of Final Fantasy VII still. I'm on a boat now, but...
I'm on a boat.
But it's like, I felt like the last chapter I was in took a long time. I don't know why. I think the first time I talked about it, I was just steamrolling through chapters, and then that chapter just took forever. But I think when I was playing for maybe 6 hours or so, and I got there, and then I looked at my time, and I'm at 13, and I doubled, more than doubled my time, and I'm only like a couple chapters away now. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun though, still. So it's awesome. It's a great game.
Yeah.
I also just want to throw out there, I played this game called Barato. It's like
a deck building game based
on poker. And like, I played it cause like so many people were talking about it, and, I just don't know what the appeal is. It's a video poker, but it's just like
it's like a roguelike though. Like
it's a roguelike manipulate building. Like yeah, you're trying to have a good run of playing poker, but it's just I don't know. People really like it. I haven't seen the appeal for it.
Yeah,
you probably don't like it because you like real poker.
I think that's the problem.
Most people who like it don't.
Yeah, that definitely tracks.
All right. I finished Infinite Wealth. I mentioned over the movie cast.
Like a dragon?
Like a dragon, Infinite Wealth. Just under believe it, Mike, under 50 hours.
Hell yeah.
What level were your people when you finished?
52? 51, 52?
It's not too bad, actually. How did, so did you have an easy time at the end or not?
What's that?
You have an easy time at the end or not?
Yeah. I was fine. I had great gear. I did all the dungeons. That took me the longest, go through all the dungeons and clear them out. That's how I level my characters up, because I did skip a lot of the side stuff. And I will say, like, the Kiryu stuff, like, you know, I'm not going to give any spoilers here for the, don't worry. But the Kiryu stuff, like, it's not nostalgic for me. So, like, some of the stuff that he has for the nostalgic parts of it, I just kind of advance the story very, very quickly, because I'm like, I know what this is. This falls under two categories for Yakuza games. One, the character needed help, and Kiryu, helped them out in a bad situation. Or two, they were the bad guys in that situation, and Kiryu convinced them to turn to his to be good, essentially. That's it. So I know the story and the gist of it. And so I watched, it was cool to get them as my, like, summons. You know, and this game has pound names, they call them, but they become a summons.
Did you go through all of the Awakening things?
Yeah, I didn't have anything on the map, but I only got 18 of 20, I think it had said, so I don't know where the other ones were, but...
One only unlocks when your Awakening level's 9 or higher.
Oh,
the very last, the very last one of the Awakening does that.
Yeah, so I mean, it was pretty full. I really enjoyed this game quite a bit, but I do understand people's... we're talking about endings in this episode, video game endings. I don't think that's this bad for me. For me, I'm fine with this ending, actually, because I'm not attached to the Kiryu side. This is not his game. This was never his game. This is, Kasuga's game.
Oh,
and
sort of. By the second half, it's half his game.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, Infinite Wealth. Like a Dragon is, Kasuga. It's his game. They brought in their most popular character, obviously, for this game, and I understand that, but I'm not attached to him. I didn't play the older games, so it's not as impactful for me to get a story from him that I guess everybody was waiting for. Now, I will say, it didn't make sense for me, and I understand that part of it, Mike, but, it is what it is. It was a good game, though. It is very solid, very good game, but ending, I could see the issues, but that's it for me. Mike, anything else for you?
Me? You know, I never watch anything, but so in building hype for X-Men 97, I've been playing basically my GameCube library of X-Men games. I played X2 Wolverine's Revenge. I mentioned that last week, beat that. Played X-Men Next Dimension, that fighting game, and just play through the story. And now, even though I did go through all of these games relatively recently, I realized recently had to have been at least 6 or 7 years ago at this point because of where I was and the CRT TVs I was using. So I am back to playing X-Men.
Oh, there it is.
The GameCube. And the X-Men Legends 1 and 2 bundle remaster. Make money. Let's do that. Come on, someone.
Holds up pretty well.
It holds up great. Other than graphically, maybe. Everything else is just. It also just makes me disappointed in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 again. But real fun. Getting sucked into it again. Gonna spend some time probably going through the whole like Ravensoft like X-Men Marvel thing again. So yeah, it's fun.
Okay. Cool. Tony.
Playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm doing some stuff I didn't finish the first time around because I was just like ready to move the story forward, and then I can work on a lot of the extra side content because it's like, you know, optional.
You said that last week. You were just like, you got to see what's going on with it.
Yeah, because like I was
spoilers,
starting to
spoilers.
See, right? Because like I don't know, it feels like you get like a week out of social media people before like they just start dropping things and whatnot. And I'm glad I did because I definitely saw a lot of stuff. Where I'm like, why are you just like brazenly being like, yeah, blah blah blah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you're not like some no name like nobody on Twitter. You're like, you got like, you know, 10,000 plus followers. Like, what are you fucking doing here? Crazy people are just insane these days.
Well, so they get done with it in a weekend and then they're like talk about this thing.
I did have that. I wanted to get through Infinite Wealth like fast. I mean, I did pretty quick, but like, I do feel like there's a lot of extra content I didn't even dabble in whatsoever, so maybe I'll go back into that a little bit. Who knows? So, all right. We have an awesome topic for you guys tonight. We have, like I said, the worst video game endings that we've experienced. And now, for me, I did stipulation, you know, this endings of a game, like, there's endings, and then there's, like, the ending, like, build-up, right? So, you know, I'll kick it off on a controversial edition here, MGS5, Metal Gear Solid 5.
I knew you guys, like, I was like, this has to be on there for one of the three of you, and if not all of the three of you.
Yeah, didn't we all play it? We all played this game, right? We all played this.
Yeah, I did not play it. Promise. The three of you did.
Oh, us three of us did.
Really?
I thought you played that. Okay.
No, you guys.
We were all. We go back to these older episodes, and we were all raving about how good this game was, and then it just.
Was for all of us while we were like, I don't know, like chapter like 8 or something, like before we got to the ending. We were like, oh, this is like maybe one of the best games of all time.
Game of the year contender.
I believe
for sure.
We did say that. I did. Mm-hmm. I think we did. Yeah, we did say that.
Absolutely.
In the episode. Yeah.
Oh.
What a bad. The cliff. It just fell off a cliff.
We talked about kind the Kojima of thing with the whole separating him from his team and all that stuff, and like the excuses for the ending and all that. So I remember
there was
all
kind
those
of
conversations.
No,
yeah,
it was very confusing because I guess like
there was no ending. It just didn't seem like
story ending. It seems like there was like some like cutscene or two like at the end, but you had to replay missions with new modifiers to get there or something. Like they ran out of content to get you to get where.
Yeah,
it was
Act
very
three.
Strange.
Act three. It was Act
three. Act
three
didn't exist. It was just redo Acts 1 and 2 missions with, like you said, Mike, like some weird modifiers or a couple new enemies. But yeah, I mean, it was just clear. Like, I mean, the thing is, like, I've changed my stance on that because, you know, Konami, clearly we know where their priorities these days, and Konami is just burning money, right? Burning money developing this fucking game. And at some point they're like, yo, you gotta ship this. Like, you can't keep fucking spending years developing this game and just burning money. Like, it's good enough. Ship it.
Yeah.
But it's just a shame because, like, if he had, I don't know,
not
prioritized something.
Yeah, not taking us
long. Like, a third act could have made this game, like, 10 out of 10, like, all-time great.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, oh, well, I had
to be
fun getting here.
But could have been his greatest swan song for that company. Like, you know what I mean? But it ended up being a pretty good game still with a terrible ending.
To be fair, though, just the way the plot was going and how some of his stuff goes, I don't think narratively it would have been a great ending anyway.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
But all right. It still would have been more of a complete game.
All right. Corey, give me one here.
Well, I'm going to do an easy, low-hanging fruit one that's on the same vein as Mike's Spider-Verse issue, and that's Halo 2. I mean,
oh yeah,
just, when, when you're ready to finish the fight.
That was the tagline. That was the fucking tagline of the game. Finish the fight. Finish the fight.
He says it in-game.
Yeah.
Sir.
And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm pumped. Let's go. We're not going anywhere, folks.
That
was the
tagline for that game? I thought that was not Halo 3's tagline?
No. This was the tagline of that game. And just to have him jump out of that ship, and we're like, we were psyched. I remember this entire sequence.
Dude, I remember vividly. Like,
vividly, I remember.
Up. I mean, this was like one of those midnight opening games.
We went to the midnight launch. Yep. I ran. I was at the store then.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah. I was there with you. I was like, this is like crazy people lining outside the mall to get in. Like, this is one of the biggest media events. I remember like one of like the most money making events at the time, like when that happened, Halo 2, and like the campaign is so short.
This
and
is
then
also
just like ends.
This game also has this game has a very, you know, personal point for me because this also is the reason I quit working at EB Games. This is the game. I got written up for not having enough pre-orders of this game. We had 900 in that little store, and it wasn't enough, so I quit. I couldn't take it. I was like, this is bullshit. I had to get out of there. But this is the game. And so it always reminds me, like, not only was it like a terrible ending, but it was also the ending of my EB, my retail career, which is good. It worked out fine for me. But I remember it vividly from that reason. So, this game, such a great game that just felt half a game. It was half a game.
I agree it was a great game.
I liked it. I liked the first half. It was ready to go.
I think the multiplayer was fine, but I still like. They made mistakes because they walk stuff back in 3 with what they did with 2.
No, absolutely. Like, everything, I think Halo 2 is a completely inferior product to Halo 1.
I mean, I guess I can argue that, I guess, but. So, all right.
Cool. Being able to play online was for the first time was cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, like, as far as the campaign goes.
But yeah, it was just stupid because, like, the whole thing is, like, you're. Like, at least as far as I remember, the marketing was whole, like, oh, Chief's got to defend Earth or whatever, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, like, the whole time.
The entire game getting there.
And you're like, okay, can't wait to defend my home, like, my home planet. And it's just like, okay. Endgame. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Tony, give me one here.
This is low, super low hanging. Like,
oh no,
or super mild. I'm sorry, mild. But I'm gonna go with Super Mario Brothers 2.
Oh, interesting.
Just because as a kid, like I played this as a kid, and even then I was like, wait, what do you mean? It's all the dream? And I was just like, that's stupid. I was like, even as a kid, I was like, that's stupid. Why did I just waste my Like, and it's not like Mario games you play for the story, but right? But like coming from Mario 1, you're like, okay, Mario 2. And it's like,
I was excited for 2,
The graphics are a little bit better. You have all the new characters, the new villain, stuff like that. You're like, okay, cool. Like, this is fun. Like, you're in a new setting and stuff like that. And in the end, it's like, oh, Mario's just dreaming, everybody. Like, none of that's real. It's like, why? Like, you couldn't come up with anything else at all. And like, that's why since then, anything that involves like, oh, it's all a dream. I'm just like, no, you're shit. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Terrible, terrible way to fix things.
Always.
All right, Mike.
I'm going to actually mention what we just mentioned. I am going to put Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth on this list.
There it is.
Ending.
Secure you, fam. You should be vague. Try to be vague, please. Yeah.
I'm going to be vague. Like, I'm a fan of the series for the last 4 years, obviously. The game is sort of built. There's dual protagonists, and one of them, you know, has been the protagonist basically the whole time. And
I get that point. Like, I do. But, like, and I'll feel that same way, I'm sure, when they finally move on from Kasuga.
It's not just his ending, either, that is bad. Kasuga sort of gets flanderized in his ending. Like, I don't, to the point where I don't see how he is someone who ever wants to fight anyone.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, Jesus. And also the logistics of his ending make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
They had a cool idea, and I feel like the final act, they just didn't know how to tie it. And that was, you know, I think it should have ended all in one spot, but whatever. I'm trying to give you as vague as possible. Go on.
And, but, you know, so it's sort of almost framed as like a memorial for Kiryu, like this whole thing.
It is, yeah.
But at the same time, this whole awakenings thing is just like, oh, maybe he has a reason to live, you know? Or maybe he will. And the ending is everything. First of all, the ending is you have a final boss who monologues for like 20 minutes straight with real new information revealed. He says shit you already know. He talks for 20 fucking minutes and says it's nothing.
The controller, the screen went dark multiple times during the monologue.
Definitely. Yeah. And so they spend all the time doing that. Then it happens, and then everything you want to know about is glossed over, happens off screen, or is left unclear.
They sat in a room.
What the fuck?
I can't keep talking. I don't want to give up anything.
Like I said, the post credit makes it a little better, but not really. You don't know what that situation is, and you missed a lot of what you wanted to see. So,
yeah,
it's not the worst ending ever, but it.
Let's do, Mike. It's only been a week.
Yeah, come it's fresh. Too.
Oh, I think it's way too fresh to list on this.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go.
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna go. I'm going to follow up MGS5 with Final Fantasy 15. Same idea.
15, same idea.
15?
Okay. Yeah, 15 is the bro fest, where it fell apart.
Yeah,
in the maze.
I know.
Like, that ending, like, the whole game fell apart. It just fell apart after the maze. It's all I remember is going through, like, a maze corridor with a King's Crown throne thing, and I'm like, and everything just fell apart with what was happening, the way the game played, the way the story went. It's like they just said, okay, ship it. Like you said, Tony, like with my MGS5, it's like, okay, ship it. And I understand, like, money-wise, you have to ship things, but the game wasn't finished. Like, they had this great story. I was having fun. Like I said, going around, driving the cars with my boys.
I'm confused. What didn't you like about the story, though?
I'm trying to remember back to it. Like, I just remember, like, absolutely hating the entire... Well, it's just the last part of the game. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Metal Gear Solid was the same idea. Like, Metal Gear's never had a coherent ending, right? In the game. The gameplay itself was a bad game at the end. It was a bad ending for the game. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think Final Fantasy 15 had a bad ending. Yeah.
And there was I disagree with you on that. Like, I'm not... Like, yeah, the game was unfinished. The back half of
the back half, like,
time jump or whatever is underbaked or undercooked or whatever you want to
call it.
But, like, it had an ending.
It did. You're right, and maybe the ending itself. Is
I mean,
not terrible,
just didn't not like the ending too. I,
no, that's fine. But like, it sounds like you're complaining more about like the back portion of the game.
Yeah, I'm more complaining about the game.
To me, that's separate from like, oh, the ending here is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's the thing about
but the games. Feeling, I think, is what you're going with, Jim.
I can't. But I feel like it just destroyed the game for me the way that game ended like that. Not the ending story. Not the story. You're right. It's not the story. It's the way that. It's just the way the whole game finished. The whole game finished.
See,
that's what it was.
That's what's a little weird about this with games, because like there's the ending, like the story, and then there's like
Churro said gameplay. They retconned this game. They came out with a added DLC ending and two of them. This is a retcon. They went through. They fixed it.
I mean, they add those story endings for the other.
Yeah, they had DLC planned all along, and then Square Enix is like, nah, like you don't. Get to do this stuff, and they had to finish it in a novel, right? Because there's the main ending, which we got, which honestly is one of the coolest things. So I'm trying to think of how to say this. So I actually think Final Fantasy 15 was one of the stronger endings in the game, in the series. So like the night before the big battle, you and the bros are just camping out and you're having this discussion, you know, the eve prior, it's like, hey, like tomorrow's the day, and they're just having this honest to goodness, earnest conversation with each other, just like, you know, you would with your friends at a campfire. And that is like just, I don't know, poetic in the way that like when things go down, it's like, hey, you know, it's this is a one you want, like I have to do this, like it's my fight and stuff like that. And then the ending is unfortunately Noctis has to sacrifice himself, right? Which is actually leading into the villain winning. Like, even though, what's his name? Arden loses the fight, he wins the war because he wanted to end that bloodline because he got fucked over in the story, right? And even though Noctis dies, like, he still kind of gets that, like, semi-happy ending or melancholy ending where it transitions to him in the afterlife with, what's her name? Luna.
So, yeah.
And, like, she rests her head on his arm while he's sitting in the chair, and then it transitions into the logo art, which no other game has ever done.
We definitely talked about that on the podcast, too. I remember. The
story was fine. It's just, like, I remember...
The feeling you got, Jim. The feeling
That's valid. I'm just
saying, like, it's, like, the same thing for me. It's, like, okay, so when I'm enjoying a game, like that game, I was doing everything. And then after that sequence, I went to finish the game. Rather than, like, keep going on and try and do more things. Because I just, like, okay, I'm done with this. Like, MGS5, same thing. I was doing, like, everything. And then I was like, I'm not fucking doing this.
Sure.
And then that's just the same idea for me. It just kind of ruined that. The ending itself is fine. There's nothing wrong with the story whatsoever. I enjoyed that. You're right.
No, I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it. But it just felt to me like you're talking more about the game itself.
I am talking more about the game. You're correct.
Than the ending. Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, Corey, give me one.
Let's go with Fable. That's the easy one, I think. Ooh. So.
Let's go on. Yep.
I mean, like... For one, there's so many promises. You got Peter Molyneux, whatever. It's like
overtalks a game all the time.
Like, you could have planted a corner, watch that tree grow as the story goes on. And then this, like, all this decision, all everything, again, like, the illusion of choice and illusion of, like, all that stuff comes to a point where you're basically, do I kill my sister and become an all-powerful villain? Or do I not kill my sister? But you wouldn't even know that happens if she doesn't tell you. So it's like, all this comes down to just like this one moment. It's like, oh, what do I do? Okay, I can do this or that, and that's it. And it's just like, all right.
Plus
all those broken promises of...
We'll talk about more broken promises.
Affecting the world as you play. I know. I'm just saying. We're easing into it.
Yeah.
Holding back on that, too.
Tony, give me one.
We all know it's coming.
Yeah, we all know it's coming.
We all know it's coming. We know what's here.
So I'm gonna say Fallout 3's pre-patch pre-DLC ending.
I was gonna say somebody had to say pre-patch.
Yeah, I didn't play it until after that. So I
But I mean, just for context here, like, I love Fallout before Fallout 3, right? I played it on PC, where it was more of a top-down bird's eye, 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
Right,
so isometric or whatever,
and it was dead for a while. And Fallout 3 was coming out, and everybody was skeptical. Everybody that was like played the series was super skeptical because like they'd released some weird other games after 2, like Tactics and whatnot. And so people were just like, "Nah, this game's gonna suck. Like they don't know what they're doing." And it turns out 3 comes out, and it's actually pretty good. Like not the best. There's obviously a lot of bugs and rough edges and stuff like that. But the story is pretty good, right? It's like, you know, like you're a vault dweller and you're trying to find, you know, your dad. And it's just the whole game is just you on this wild mission, you know, through DC-ish?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. To try to find your dad. And it comes to the end where, like, you finally find him. And there's, like, what, the nuclear...
some sort of reactor.
Reactor thing. And it's like... Oh no, like you got to do it for me, son, and stuff like that. And you're like, okay, but there's no suit or anything. It's like, yeah, you would definitely die if this happened. It's like, oh, okay, I guess. But then you have one companion who is a
meanwhile.
Now, you don't necessarily have him at this point, but most players probably do.
Yeah, so the funny part about that was I had no idea how that ending worked. I had no idea. I bought the game because everybody loved it, and I got into it.
We didn't even get to fight. Like, why is this bad?
Why are you interrupting
me? I'm not interrupting you. I'm adding to this. Before you finish it, I'm like, I bought the game, and I skipped all of this. But go on.
You're interrupting me. My fault. And so you have a super mutant with you that literally is immune to nuclear radiation, and it's like, okay, well, why don't you go in there for me and fix it? And I don't have to die, and you're immune. You clearly can't die.
Yeah.
And everybody wins. And the NB, I forget the character's name, just goes, no.
Strong?
Yeah, something like that.
strong. I think it's just
strong or something like that. But like anyway, they're like, no, it's your destiny. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? You mean it's my destiny to die for no fucking reason? Like, that doesn't make any sense, dude. What are you talking about? Like, it's absolutely asinine. Whereas, like, you just need to walk in there and fiddle with this thing, and everybody gets to live, and everybody gets to have a happy ending. But you're saying you want me, as your friend, to walk in there and die knowingly.
Fox.
Thank you. There you go. And it's just, like, what are you? It's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid. And the backlash back in the day was awful, where they had to physically change it.
There was no reason to. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, they had to literally change it for the DLC, which is why I was going to tie into Jim.
There we go. No, I'm good. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
So, give me a second.
Yeah, now, I was just saying, they had to change it for the DLC.
That's what's funny was Buddha told me.
The whole thing was because you couldn't do anything after.
No, the game was over.
That's what I heard. There was nothing else you could do once that happened.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that because I played the game. I'm like, no, dude, go on in there and take care of that. And that's what I told Nick. I told Buddha that. And he's like, I couldn't do that. And I'm like, what are you talking? Because he never played the DLC afterwards. He played the core game.
Right.
So I was like, that's crazy. Crazy ending that you couldn't do that. All right. What are you on, Mike?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to go Perfect Dark, actually. And this is less about the story, and although it's more about the last level. Like honestly, like Skadar, like it's just not a fun level. Invisible, cloaked, alien enemies that just sort of rush you. Everything is this brown, ugly color. You can't like find what you're doing. You have to like shoot a crack that is hard to see to like win at the end. It was just not fun after all of that in that game. And like yes, I guess the whole like twist of that game that aliens were like a thing. But once you get too into the weeds with the aliens, it's sort of not what I want to be playing anymore in Perfect Dark. And you're like you're on the home world, like you're fighting them like in their home world. It's weird and like that. So yeah, I'll say Perfect Dark has like a rough ending for me.
All right, I'm gonna follow up. I'm gonna go with Red Dead Redemption.
I debated that. Including that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean the entire game.
I could have beat them all. I could have
the entire game. I've gotten out of worse situations the entire game, and I took down like 8 of them before they killed me. And like the game lets you keep going until they kill you. They have to kill you. But I'm like, I took them down. I ran into a barn, and nothing's happening. And I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta let them kill me. And then I'm like, I've gotten out of way worse than this. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the game itself is phenomenal. But I mean that ending,
like Halo Reach ending, kind of where it's like you just gotta keep playing until they kill you. It's like,
yeah, that's really what they were trying to go for. But I'm just like, but I've killed this many before quickly, like no problem, I can get out of this, and then you can't. So, but obviously they did part of the story. But I hate when they confine you like that sometimes. When you're playing a game and you're experiencing it the way you're playing it, and then it's just like, oh, I've done better. Like I've gotten way out of I've killed a bar full of people, which is like 3 times as many people, and I have to get killed by this, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that made my list. But Corey,
well, this is one that played a bunch of with Kent actually, Jim. Ooh. And the reason I kind of forgot about this game, the ending of this game, because we never played, like, because it was just, there was no ending again.
Yeah. It's
Rainbow Six Vegas. Rainbow
Six Vegas, okay.
I have a feeling. Basically, the ending is, we got to see this through. See what through? There's nothing after this. Like, that's it. That's how it ends.
The ending.
We got to see this through.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I guess we're just going back to multiplayer. So it's missions. Yeah. It's like, what the heck? So cliffhangers are terrible.
Yeah. Make a game. Do not make a game with cliffhanger on it. Please don't. Like, you can have a little thread out there, but come on, don't end it like that. All right, Tony, another one.
Mine is actually going to be the OG Final Fantasy VII.
Oh,
I love. I mean, maybe not love. I like the game. I appreciate the game. At the time, I loved that game. But like, when I saw that ending, I was like, "What happened?" Right. So like, the whole ending is like, okay, you kill Sephiroth. Holy tries to fight off Meteor to save the planet. Oh no, Aerith has to boost up the power of Holy. And oh no, the Northern Crater is being destroyed. The party needs to escape. They escape in the nick of time. It's like, okay, cool. And then it just kind of like fades to white. And then you see this, like, hear this music, and it goes 500 years later. And you're like, what? Like, okay. And then all of a sudden you see Red 13, who has two little pups or kids or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And they're just running, and then they run to the edge of this cliff overseeing Midgar that is just overrun with like plant life and stuff like that, indicating like, oh, something happened to Midgar, which is, you know, the equivalent of like New York City, right, in the game. And it's like, and then that's it. Like you hear some like babies laughing or something too. It's like super weird.
A weird ending. Yeah.
But it's just like, it's like, what happened? Like, and people debated this at the time. And I think even until like they said in interviews, like, did Holy kill humans? Because like Holy was supposed to save the planet, and at the time humans were ruining the planet by extracting Mako and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The whole thing was they were eco-terrorists. So it's just the stupid ending. You're just like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Like,
yeah.
And they even said in the interview, like, I think one of them actually said in an interview, like, yeah, everybody died. And this was like, okay. But then they couldn't do that because they're like, oh, this was super popular and a cultural milestone in gaming history, and we could make money off of this. Let's do Advent Children. We're just going to do a movie, guys. And it's like, how does this fit in? How does this fit in? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never explained. So just enjoy it. That's what they want. Yep. Just enjoy it. All right, Mike.
I
you don't sound
go there yet.
No, I mean, do you have more? I mean, I have,
I'll put this on there, although it's not really that bad, but I'll say Arkham Knight.
Yeah, I can see it.
That's fair. The Joker stuff is...
Arkham Knight, like, yeah, you end that game basically just, like, playing not that game. Like a first person being afraid of Batman as Joker in Batman's mind thing. It's kind of weird. And and then the actual story, like, you know,
Everybody knew protocol from the beginning the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny how many people I'm surprised how many people honestly think like that at the end of Arkham Knight that Batman murder suicided himself and Alfred. Obviously he faked his death, but a lot of people didn't get that. But, you know, it is just, you know, it was supposed to feel bittersweet, especially now that we know.
Yeah.
What?
I thought you could only get, like, the true ending if you got all the realer trophies or something like that.
Well,
because if you don't get that, that ending is, like, shit.
No, I mean, it's the same thing without the whole, you know, scary, like, he's using fear gas Batman thing showing up. But you still would get the sense that that wasn't. You know.
Well, no, I thought it was like, don't they allude to like, what's his name? Azrael or Azel or whatever? Like taking up the mantle?
I don't think so.
Okay. I could be wrong. But either way, I agree with you. The ending was shit.
No, it wasn't so fun. And both gameplay wise and the story was just like, all right. Like, I see why you felt like you had to write like this type of ending, but it wasn't that interesting, really, and it was, you know, this weird fake death thing, which has been done a lot since then, over and over, with Batman, unfortunately. So, yeah, I'll throw Arkham Knight on there.
All right. We could throw Bioshock Infinite on there as well. But
yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah,
I forgot so much of it, but I just remember it being bad.
The problem was, like, I put it on my list, but I'm like, I can't tell you the ending because I was so fucking confused when I was watching it live. I don't even know. Like, I know that it was, they went to Rapture and they were talking about multiple universes and how this one guy has to be alive always. And then it was
always a tower or a girl.
Always a tower, a girl. Yeah, that's all I remember.
Basically, it just means that you were the bad guy, just a different version.
You were the Comstock. You had to die.
Or whatever.
I just fucking hate it. It was such a
fucking shit.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Yeah. All right, that's it for me. Besides
the next game. What?
Yeah. Besides the big one for me, Tony, Corey, do you have another one you want to throw on here?
Yeah, I'm going to throw one out there because it is one of my favorite games of all time. And the ending was very disappointing. And that is the original Borderlands. You're playing up to all these, this whole thing is like to get into this vault and like we're vault hunters and we want to like, we can't wait to see what this vault thing is. And we get there and then it's nothing. It's like we don't even get to see the vault. We just it's a monster and a door that comes out, and you have to fight this monster, and that is it. Mm-hmm. Because they ran out of money. So
should have made the Sega game earlier. Should have made the Sega game earlier.
Get that Sega money. Yeah. I mean, that's what two. I mean, two lived up to that promise. So, yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, it's still an amazing game. But damn,
Churro. Wait, Borderlands ending in general. Churro, Borderlands 2 had a good ending. I liked Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2 ending was pretty satisfying. I felt
yeah,
had a great boss fight, and then you get to kill Jack or watch someone else kill Jack. So
that's right. I enjoyed that quite a bit. That ending. But anyways, mm-hmm. All right. Tony, anything else?
I'm done.
All right, so Mass Effect 3. Yeah, Mass Effect 3. Yeah, Mass Effect 3 is Corey's got his ending. He likes it. He left it off his list, right?
Yep. No, that's my
Corey's list. Yeah. So never ever was there a better franchise that destroyed itself with the ending of that game, because merchandising's gone. They tried to make other games from it. It just never had the same momentum after what they did with 3. I feel like it's just...
It killed the franchise for over a decade now. So
yeah. The illusion of choice.
And they had to Rick on it and they create a new ending for people. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. They had to. They had the 3 choices originally. 3 choices. And that was it. And even in all 3 colors. Of them... Just in the all colors. 3 of them, for me, nothing was satisfying. All 3 of them, you didn't get anything.
No, absolutely. Well,
First of all, the whole like, oh, your player character has to die thing. That's, you know, you see that coming up a lot here because it just doesn't feel good in games when, you know, basically you're this character and everything you're doing is like, first of all, you
impossible
reload
odds.
When you die.
Impossible odds.
You reload when you die all the time. Like you die and then you start over. You're going for some goal and then it's just like, oh, you're just going to die in the end anyway. So that doesn't feel great anyway, but you could write that in a way that's somewhat satisfying. So that's part one. Part two of this is, every choice that you made in through 3 games all gets funneled into one of these 3 options at the end. It's pretty lame. And none of them seem like what you wanted. And the other reason why this is terrible is everyone, maybe not everyone, but coming off Mass Effect 2, where your performance... based on like what you did in the side mission,
it would change it.
And you know, and they even add this stupid galactic readiness fucking like meter thing, which no one even knows how it works.
App on your phone, remember that?
App on your phone and play the multiplayer, which like no one really wanted to do, although it wasn't that bad.
It was a good game. I liked the multiplayer. We had fun with that game.
Sure, but we had to do it to increase our galactic readiness. We all thought we would get a big, you know, Mass Effect 2, like you could have a bad ending if you didn't do anything right, or if you did everything you could, you would get a very good ending. You would earn it. No, you would not. You would not. You would get one of these 3 things, and you would like it.
Yeah, and sure, you said it right. Easy. You only had one ending to pick to have your ship, and like you had to look them up online and say, okay, which ending do I want to see? Because you're like, you know, none of these choices make sense to me. So,
I mean. So the thing that makes this worse, right, is because it was built up over a trilogy of games.
It was just one individual title
where it's like, oh, whatever. It's not like the first entry in a series or anything like that. It's like, okay. And it's like a player character that you invested, right? It's not like Batman where it's like, okay, we want Batman to die or whatever like that. It's, you know, it's like, hey, this is your Shepard. You play Shepard however you want.
They touted that like crazy.
Right. They touted that as crazy. Yeah. But then they built it up so badly coming into the ending, right? Because everybody was wondering, like, how could you possibly work with this many permutations of, like, choices that you could make throughout, you know, before the
first two games.
The first two games plus this third one, whatever's going to happen, how could you do it? Like, it seems impossible. It's like, yeah. Narrator, like, yeah, it was impossible because they just had to force things. And I remember being so disappointed specifically because, like, I think in Mass Effect 1, or maybe it was 2, like, I went out of my way to save the Arachne, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no. These seem like if they were on my side, they'd be a good asset to have, right? And the third one, doesn't matter because you find out that the fucking, what are the bad human group?
Cerberus.
Cerberus is like, oh yeah, we found we cloned the queen and made an evil one. It's like, so no matter what choice you made there, it doesn't matter because you have to fight Rakdos.
They canceled. It's like they canceled. Not they. Only, they didn't just follow you in three endings. They canceled your story.
Yeah, it just felt so stupid. And like, at least for me, even a lot of the character endings, like the character relationships, whatever, had pretty unsatisfying like conclusions and stuff like that. A couple of them were really good, but a couple of them just, I'm like, why did I spend so much time with you?
Yeah, they didn't like you. I mean, there's so you did everything. I talked to your talk to your companions, do all the companion side quests, learn their lives, and it didn't matter.
And like the thing is, so narratively disappointing too, because like you do this stupid, and that's the thing is like I don't want to talk about the gameplay specifically. You guys know I hate the gameplay, but like you go through that stupid last sequence. You're like, oh, you're charging the fucking beam up, you know, beam me up to the. You know, Reaper headquarters or whatever, and it's like, okay, is there a boss fight? I can't wait to see what happens. Marauder Shields. He tried to save us. Yep, remember Marauder Shields. Tried to save us from ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you get beamed up, you talk to this little fucking space ghost kid that is just like, oh yeah, so you have three choices. Okay, what are my three choices? You could destroy all synthetics. You can merge synthetics and organics, or you can destroy organics?
Control
the synthetics.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And just like those all sound bad. And it's like, yeah, and no matter which one you pick, you die.
Yep.
It's like, but why? And who are you? Like, what are you?
Yeah. Like, just thrown in at the end of the game.
The whole thing about the Reapers was that they were these omnipotent beings that you really had no understanding. Like, it's like I didn't even think they say it in the game, right? They're like, oh, they're it's impossible to comprehend what Reapers are really thinking and stuff like that. You're like, oh, okay, that's kind of badass actually. Whatever. They just travel around the galaxy consuming, you know, civilization, stuff like that. And it's like,
even though you talk to one and he's just kind of mustache twirling villain when you talk to him. Sovereign when you talk to him.
Yeah,
exactly.
So all right, cool.
No, it was just rough.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
It sucked. It killed the franchise. I'm happy.
Yeah,
it soured me so much. I mean, I do mean to play the, what is it called? The Ultimate whatever at some
Legendary
point.
Edition.
Legendary Edition, because I never played the Citadel DLC because supposedly that's really good, but like I was just so soured on like. I tried to replay Mass Effect 3 again when they, you know, did the director's cut ending or something, and I just couldn't play it anymore. I'm like being in the world was just depressing to me. I'm like, ugh, I can't do this right now. So that's how bad that one was.
Yeah. So, all right. That's going to wrap up this episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it.
We'll do our best.
We're going to do best. Yeah, we'll do best.
In the future, not next week.
Yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. We will follow up with best at some point. But we do appreciate you guys. Once again, we're live on Twitch Tuesday nights. Please join us for these broadcasts. If not, YouTube, subscribe so you get notified when we post. We appreciate it, guys. We will see you next week. We are out.